Greetings, Pastor Patrick Hines here from Brittle Heights Presbyterian Church in lovely Kingsport, Tennessee. We are sponsoring a conference that is coming up here soon, a free conference that we're calling Eschatology and Optimism. Great Expectations, Eschatology and Optimism. And our speaker is going to be a man that I have read a lot of his books and have benefited from his work, his writing, and his ministry for a long time, Gary DeMar. Gary DeMar is coming from American Vision to Brittle Heights Presbyterian Church, and I'm really excited to meet him and to hear him talk. Although I've listened to a lot of his talks and have read a number of his books and have found him to be enormously helpful. I've recommended Last Days Madness to I don't know how many people, and I always try to keep copies of it here, as that book was a breath of fresh air in terms of exegesis of the Word of God and letting the Bible say what it says, let the Bible define its own terms, and understanding the Olivet Discourse and understanding end times much better than I ever did, even after I got out of seminary. And when I went into seminary, I still had some vestiges of premillennial eschatology left, and they pretty much disappeared. And I described myself as a frustrated amillennial person when I came out of seminary, because there was still so much I felt like I didn't understand with regard to eschatology. And granted, there are certainly things I maybe don't understand perfectly yet either. But the problem that I see with eschatology, the reason that we, the session of the church here, wanted to do this conference is because the American Christian church, the conservative church, however much is actually left of that in this nation that we live in, I think most of the church has gone loony today and has just completely denied the faith and has no gospel left to preach hardly at all to anybody. But whatever's left is dominated by a very, very dark and pessimistic view of the future. And that has caused us not to think long term. We don't think about building institutions. We don't think about our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We don't think about where are they going to go to church? And will there be Bible-believing churches that love the Word of God and are committed to trying to do evangelism biblically, and who are committed to the exposition of the Scriptures and preaching the doctrines of the Bible faithfully and accurately? But our counterparts in the world have been thinking long-term for quite some time while the church has disengaged. And the church has disengaged very largely because of its view of eschatology. We have adopted a system of eschatology, this pre-tribulation rapture premillennial scheme, where we look at the downward trend of culture as being a good thing, because hey, that means we're going to get raptured out of here sooner. So the worse things are, the better, almost, rather than seeing ourselves as what the Scriptures say we are, salt and light. We are salt and light. It's not that we have to try to be that, but we are that. But if our eschatology is, if our view of the future is everything's going to get worse and worse and worse, I can understand why Christians say, I don't want to have kids. What's the point of getting married and having kids? They're going to be born into this hellhole that we all live in. And why would we want to do that to future generations? And so this conference, I think, is going to really help people who are willing to come and listen and just listen to the text of God's word. That to me is what was so eye-opening about adopting a much more optimistic view of the future, and understanding that what I thought was prophecy that was about future events that hadn't happened yet, the Olivet Discourse and the Book of Revelation, actually most of that was fulfilled in AD 70 with the judgment coming of Christ against Jerusalem. And I say that as someone who was highly resistant to that. I have a good friend who still lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, who, God bless him, he put up with me being as enormously skeptical as I could be, and trying to challenge him at every step of the way. But eventually I was overwhelmed by this perspective and just by the text of Scripture. And that's what blew me away. He gave me a copy of Gary DeMar's DVD series, Basic Training in Bible Prophecy and Understanding Bible Prophecy, which is basically an overview of eschatology and then a very detailed analysis of the Olivet Discourse. I think it's a 12 or 13 part DVD series. Now, the first time I watched it, I thought, well, that was pretty different. I had a hard time poking holes in what he was saying. I followed through. In fact, I followed it in Greek. I was following along, making sure, because he appealed to the original languages in a number of places. And I would stop the DVD and I would look things up and what he was saying was accurate, and I thought, wow, huh. I never really thought of it like that. So I watched the whole thing again, and then watched it a third time, and took notes, and wrote down every reference, and kind of sat back and was looking at this going, you know, this really makes sense. And for the first time in my life, I really feel like I understand God's plan for the future. But I also was really hit with, why didn't I see that before? Why didn't I get that before? It's not that hard to understand. You don't need a PhD in theology or Greek and Hebrew or anything else to understand this. It's very clear right there in the text of Matthew 24 and the book of Revelation, the timing indicators in the book of Revelation, the various and sundry things that are there. So that was a number of years ago. I've since taught an 8-part series on eschatology, and somebody's downloading that. Those things are getting hundreds of downloads. So people are listening. People are interested in this kind of thing. And I think Christians are tired of the almost self-inflicted paralysis of the church. The church has a policy of non-engagement. We're not interested. In the culture, the culture's just going to hell in a handbasket. You know, we're going to have our own privatized worship and our own private engaging Bible studies. But as far as engaging with the world and trying to build institutions and trying to be people of influence long term, we're just not interested in that kind of thing because, hey, the worse things get, the closer we are to the rapture. Well, if you ever thought to ask this question, is that historically what Christians have looked forward to? Throughout the history of Christianity, if you've ever studied historical theology or church history, have people in the Christian churches from the beginning, have they looked forward to the rapture? The answer is no, they haven't. So what have Christians looked forward to? We've looked forward to the second coming of Christ. Not a rapture, but the second coming of Christ. And what's going to happen between now and then? I'll never forget that moment when I saw that the book of Revelation was written before AD 70, and it's about, for the most part, the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. The beast is Nero Caesar, and going, so I guess there's not going to be this future Antichrist then. And then I remember sitting at Dunkin' Donuts with my good friend, and right there just thinking, so I guess the gospel is going to keep marching forward. It's not going to get all worse and things are going to be horrible. Is our nation in decline right now? Yes, indeed. We are seeing Christianity dying in America, but it's not dying everywhere in the world. There are places where Christianity is growing by leaps and bounds. In China, in South Africa, Korea, there are many, many places where the church is doing real well. There are pockets of resistance in the United States. There are people who are sick to death of all the pessimism and all the murder and bloodshed of innocent babies and the lack of zeal for evangelism, the lack of biblical preaching. People are sick and tired of that. And they're wondering, are there any Christian people anywhere who think that we have a future? And the fact is, the scriptures tell us that we have a future. The scriptures promise us better days. They promise us that the gospel is going to go forward, that the Great Commission is going to be fulfilled, that Christ is going to be with us, that we are going to see people coming from the east and from the west to be taught the word of God. Isaiah chapter 2, the first 4 verses, speaks to that directly. So we would like to encourage as many people as possible to come to Bridwell Heights Presbyterian Church here in Kingsport, Tennessee on Friday, October 14th through the 15th. On October 14th, that's a Friday, starts at 7 p.m. It's a free conference. On Saturday, it starts at 10 in the morning. We'll have a session. We're having free lunch, free pizza that day. And then we'll have a couple more sessions and have time for questions and answers with Mr. DeMar. So please invite your friends. Come to this conference. You got nothing to lose. We have great expectations. We believe that Christ is going to be victorious, that the gospel is going to have a massive impact. There is so much work yet to be done, and Christians need to think long term. Okay, this pre-trib rapture, pessimistic view of eschatology has paralyzed the church. It's made us not think about the future. We don't think about building institutions. We don't think about how can we influence for the long haul here. I need to be pouring my life into young men. I need to be pouring my life into my 9 children. I have 9 kids. And encouraging them. You need to have the same kind of vision to be a people of influence. People who love the truth, who stand for life, who do what's right, who love the true gospel, and who preach, teach, and defend that true gospel. And so please do come to our conference. We would look forward to meeting you and would welcome you here, whether you agree with us or not. We would encourage you, come and just let the Word of God convince you about what you should believe about eschatology, about the future, about end times. So great expectations. Eschatology and optimism here at Bridwell Heights, 7 p.m. on October 14th, that Friday, and then from 10 to 3, Saturday, October the 15th, and we hope to see you all there. Thanks for watching.